This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
My name's Ian Grant. I'm an inmate at Beaver Creek Institution in Gravenhurst, Ontario, and I am a member of the Beaver Creek Book Club. When I first came to Beaver Creek, I decided to get the book club started here. Me and Sammy both decided together that we'd like to get one started up.
My name is Sam Bellissimo, and I am a member of the Inmates Book Club. And the book club is a good way to meet other people, and the right sort of people. Because I find people, even people here, the people that read a lot, they're never in trouble.
I'm doing a long prison sentence. I'm doing a 15-year sentence for drug trafficking and extortion. I've taken some steps to kind of change my life, but the book club has pushed me and encouraged me to change my life in ways that I probably never would have before.
When you're reading books and you're looking at other people's lives and other people's situations, you realize that the world's not all about you, and like you're not the only one going through these trials and tribulations. You get to have a little empathy for other people.
That was audio from a Toronto Star interview with prison inmates Ian Grant and Sam Bellissimo. The two established and participate in a book club at Beaver Creek Institution in Gravenhurst, Ontario. Anglican priest Carol Finlay visited a medium security penitentiary in Kingston, Ontario in 2009 and told the small gathering of inmates that she had an idea. She wanted to start a monthly book club there. To her surprise, the men indicated that they would like to start immediately. Since that time, Carol Finlay has helped to establish a number of similar clubs in prisons across Ontario, including the book club at Beaver Creek Institution. The book club promotes literacy, self-awareness, and confidence. Kevin Pinto, who was recently released from prison, was a book club participant while incarcerated. His participation inspired him to begin a book of his own about his experiences with addiction, crimes, and time behind bars. We're joined on the phone by Reverend Carol Finlay, who is the Executive Director of Book Clubs for Inmates, and by Kevin Pinto, who is starting his life again outside of prison.
Welcome to People First Radio, both of you. Carol, tell us about that visit to Collins Bay Institution in Kingston, Ontario, and your proposal for a book club.
It happened all rather serendipitously because I'm an Anglican priest, so I thought I could be helpful in some sort of way. And in the back of my mind, I had a crazy idea about starting a book club and in a prison, because I had noticed that two women professors in England had done that. I'd Googled it on the internet. And as far as I was aware, there weren't any book clubs in Canadian prisons, and I've had quite a bit of experience initiating or being part of book clubs, both inside the church and out. And it's something that I absolutely love, and obviously I have a passion for books. So, but I sort of threw it out as sort of an offhand thing to the chaplain, and the chaplain picked it up. And the next time there were 20. Fellows in Collins Bay in the chapel, he said he just announced it. And I said, well, I don't really even have any books. So, but the fellow said, well, you know, could we start right away? So I was suddenly propelled into, you know, into overdrive to get this thing going. And so 2009, August 2009, I came in with a set of books and we started to talk about what a book club would look like.
Tell us more about your inspiration for this.
Jean Vanier is a Canadian humanitarian. Many of your listeners will know the name. And I was fortunate enough to meet him and spend some time with him in the spring of 2009 in Troyes, France. And at that time, he said something that sort of stuck with me, that if he goes to a new city, whenever he goes to a new city, he searches out a psychiatric institution and a prison in which to visit, because that's where most of the suffering in society lies. And so My family and I have a country place on Amherst Island near Kingston. And in the Kingston area, there are 13 penal institutions. So, you know, it started sort of gnawing at me that I should be thinking about some of this terrible suffering and isolation in the prisons in Kingston and perhaps go in and do something.
Kevin Pinto, how did you first come into contact with a book club in prison, and what were your first thoughts?
Well, I joined the book club, I believe it was close to fall of 2010, and I had heard about it through some inmates at out in the yard. And there's really not much to do in prison during the day. If you're not working, you're locked up. So I decided to join the book club to get out of my cell. My first impressions was positive. I saw Carol that first day, and, you know, I kind of wondered what she was doing in a place like Collins Bay, where there's not a lot of people just coming in and volunteering. But my initial impressions of the book club was that it was good. I was exposed to different authors, because I read a little bit as a kid, and I started to read when I was in prison again. And then the only author I kind of really knew was John Grisham. And Carol introduced me to a bunch of different authors once I joined the book club, so it was really positive.
Back to you, Carol. How are the clubs established, and then how do they work?
The first one, Collins Bay, did reasonably well. So the chaplain at chaplain conferences spoke to others, and they inquired. And although we have used librarians and wardens to start a book club, depending on where it is, and the librarians, of course, have been terrific because they really know books. But there's very much a pastoral side to this book club component. You're spending your time with people who are very bruised by their circumstances, and they need. They need care and encouragement and affection, and all of the volunteers. I think we've got maybe about 25 now, because we're in most of the penitentiaries, federal penitentiaries in Ontario. Most of them have that side. When I choose them, I'm always looking for people who are very empathetic and kind. They sort of just started one after another, and actually. I've just had a couple of calls in the last couple of days, one from Manitoba. A retired corrections person would like to start a book club in a prison there. Could I help him? And then another from Quebec. So they start sort of like that. It's a question really of money and getting the books. That's you know, and so as we got the money and as donations came in and we could buy the books, then we could, you know, start new book clubs.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
An organization called Book Clubs for Inmates helps inmates in penitentiaries to develop a love of reading and to improve their literacy, listening, and articulation skills. The men and women who lead the book clubs include retired English professors, busy working people who are avid readers, and communicators, graduate students, and others. You can find the group online at bookclubsforinmates.com. We're joined on the phone by Reverend Carol Finlay, who is the Executive Director of Book Clubs for Inmates, and by Kevin Pinto, who is starting his life again outside of prison. He was inspired by his participation in a prison book club, starting to write about his own life experiences.
Kevin Pinto, you were recently released from Collins Bay Institution in Kingston, Ontario, which is where you first encountered a book club for inmates. Tell us more about your experiences with the book club and how your participation affected you over time.
As most of your listeners probably don't know, Kevin, is that I had a gambling addiction going into prison. Okay, now, being part of the book club has given me a constructive pastime to replace gambling, and that has been prevalent in my life after I left prison. I mean, I still use it to cope and to stay away from some of my bad habits, and it's a good coping method for me. But the book club in prison, I was there in Collins Bay when Carol was there in 2010. And Carol, you know, she speaks and she gets everyone involved. You get some people who are quite talkative and others who kind of tend to keep to themselves. And Carol has this way about bringing everyone to the table to discuss. Prison can be a very oppressive place, and, you know, having your opinion validated is a big thing for guys in prison. And you'd see some of the quiet guys when they first came in really get really have a boost in self-esteem, and they would really participate to the point where you could tell they were, you know, coming out of their shells and starting to be confident. And for many, it was the first time they were part of a group or have had their opinions validated. So it was very positive.
Carol Finley, what do you hear about the experiences inmates have had with the book clubs?
I just sort of watched fellows who were extremely quiet at first just open up, and their faces would relax. And when I first started at Collins Bay, I can remember sitting in a circle and asking a question, and the answers would come back yes, no. And you couldn't get a discussion going. After a while, all I really needed to say was, well, you know, who wants to start talking about this book? And so it just became a wonderful thing. It took me quite a while to relax. I felt, you know, very sort of stressed, and I kept thinking to myself each time I did one of these monthly meetings, was that a success or not? And gosh, I should have done that differently, until I got to a place where you know, becomes like a book club on the outside. Everybody's sort of sitting around. There's, you know, there are no glasses of wine or beer, but mugs of coffee, sort of kicking back and throwing in their opinions and having a good time with one another.
Kevin, what book or books stand out in your mind from that time in Collins Bay, books that you can't forget?
The one book that really stands out in my mind is The Book of Negroes by Lawrence Hill. It was one of the first books I'd read when I got to prison, and it was a book that I finished in less than 2 days, and it's almost 700 pages.
You're writing a book yourself, and in fact, I read in an article, recent article, that you were inspired by the Lawrence Hill book. How is your book coming along?
My book is coming along slow. It should be hopefully ready sometime next year. As I spoke with Lawrence Hill a couple of times, and you know, it is a discipline being a writer. You got to force yourself to sit in the chair and put pen to paper, whether you feel like writing or not, and it's definitely a discipline.
We have just a couple of moments left in this interview. I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to add, Carol Finley.
I'd really like a pitch to ask your listeners if this is an interest of theirs, if they think they would like to volunteer. We would love to open up book clubs in BC, and I have a sort of manual on how to go about it, and can give beginning book clubs a bit of financial support, and we would really like to, our organization would really like to see them in every prison. And where they are, they've been very well received by the wardens. I was just up in Beaver Creek yesterday and attending the book club there, and the wardens are thrilled to bits about it. They really, really love it. They see a lot of good that it does, and that it helps inmates. This is a minimum Beaver Creek, but it helps them towards the next stage of their lives, which is being released into the community. And they have now a very solid, wonderful recreational habit.
Kevin Pinto, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm just going to say that I'm really thankful for the book clubs because it really gave me a constructive way of replacing a very destructive addiction in my life. And, you know, I'm thankful for the book clubs and for Carol Finley.
Thanks to both of you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Reverend Carol Finlay is the Executive Director of Book Clubs for Inmates, and by Kevin Pinto, who is once known as the Exchange Bandit after a series of bank robberies committed between 2002 and 2008. Kevin is starting his life again outside of prison and is working on a book about his experiences with addiction, crimes, and time behind bars. You can find Book Clubs for Inmates online at bookclubsforinmates.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.